Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Judge Jeanine Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Joining us now is the sheriff of Cochise County in Arizona, a man who has been at the border for many years, struggling to try to provide safety and security for people in this country from those who literally are invading our country. Sheriff Mark Donnells, thanks so much for joining us on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers show. Now, I've been out to the border three times with you, Sheriff Donnells. What is it like today as compared to when I was out there several years ago?
Well, thanks for having me, Judge, and happy Thanksgiving. Let me just say this, that where we were last time you were here compared to where we're at today is night and day. It's such a drastic contrast to what we've seen in the past. Remember, if we go back to 2019, I was bragging to you and others how we made Cochise County one of the safest counties.
I remember that.
Remember that? Yep. I can't say that no more. And I can back it up like this. Arizona has a new law. To the smuggling law, if you smuggle people for profit, we can charge you. It's a class 2 felony, which ranges up into the homicide classifications. So in 47 days, we've arrested 91 individuals, suspects for smuggling in my county. And since January, we've arrested over 1,400 people for border-related crimes in my county alone.
Okay, that's for border-related crime. Sorry, Sheriff Mark Donnells. We're not talking about people just entering illegally. We're talking about crimes that they're committing.
That's 100% correct. These are people that have committed state crimes, from smuggling, coming to my county from all over the country to partake in criminal behavior. So these are drugs, stolen vehicles, you name it, murder, for example. I mean, you name it, I've seen it. It's a real bad situation that we're in right now. It's the worst I've seen in my 38 years. And I'm just going to say this, we're absent to federal government. And I'll say this too, Secretary Mayorkas continues to promote the fact that, you know, he wants a humanitarian process on our border. Those are cheap words, and I mean that. Thousands of people have died on the 31 border counties this fiscal year, or let me rephrase that, since Biden has taken office, over 1,000, and we're ignoring that. That's humanitarian at its worst. People have died on U.S. soil coming to our country.
Well, so you're saying 1,000?
Yeah, 1,000-plus people have died on U.S. soil coming to our country illegally, from exposure, violence, you name it. And we're ignoring that. The federal government is ignoring that. And then you look at the 5 million people, the 1 million gotaways. There is nothing. When you look at public safety, national security, humanitarian, nothing that I can tell you right now is going on in my county or my fellow colleagues on the border that's working.
That is an amazing number. You know, we hear things like, you know, maybe 7 or 8 who drowned and then maybe 53 in one of the trucks, but you're saying 1,000-plus have actually died once they've crossed into the United States from the travel or from crime. What is it from?
It's from exposure. It's from drowning. You name car accidents. You name it. I mean, these are people from Texas to California that have died that nobody's talking about. The National Sheriff Association, partaking with my county and several others, we actually put a photo album together of all the migrants that came in our country illegally that have died, and sent to the 3,000 sheriffs and said, we all need to unite on this. This is not Cochise County's problem. This is not Texas' problem. This is America's problem. And as long as we're absent President Biden and his administration and Secretary Mayorkas that continues to put humanitarian in his border strategies, he's failing on humanitarian also, let alone the drugs and everything else going on.
Well, you know, the amazing part of it, Sheriff Mark Donnells from Cochise County in Arizona, is, you know, we got through the midterms and everyone said, okay, well, you know, now we can kind of go back to normal. Nothing is changing for you. Right now, nothing is changing. And, you know, I have to tell you, Sheriff, that for me, I mean, you have been fighting this day in and day out for years. Years, and your voice still isn't being heard. And when you've got governors like Greg Abbott from Texas and then Ron DeSantis from Florida sending people to whether it be Philadelphia or, you know, the Naval Yard in Washington or Martha's Vineyard, they get all insulted. You know, why should you have to suffer the burden? Why should the United States have to suffer the financial and the economic burden of 4 million people about whom we know nothing? This, you know, I'm not going to sit here and complain, but I got to tell you, how has it changed your life? How has it changed the lives of American citizens, you know, who pay taxes, whose towns are overrun by these illegals?
Well, let me start off by saying this. The fentanyl, Arizona, southern Arizona, led the nation in 2021 with fentanyl pill doses. The dosages, 5 million were seized in southern Arizona in 2021. This, and that led the nation. The closest state to us was California with over 1 million. You look at this year, 12,000 pounds of fentanyl have been seized on the southwest border. And by the way, Arizona, what I've been told here, is leading the dosages again when it comes to pills. It shows you we have an open border. You equate that to 300 deaths a day in schools, in families, in communities. That's changing the quality of life in every community. Then you look at the gangs, the crimes. In my county, since March, of this year, March of 2022, to end of October, it was 500 plus victims of border-related crimes in my county.
Wow.
500. Okay. There's not a day goes by. I worked yesterday, checked on, there was a pursuit with smugglers, crashed. Now we're involved. I mean, Border Patrol doesn't investigate the crashes. We do. When people are killed, 7 have been killed in my county as a result of just pursuits. Resulted from pursuits. They're killed in my county or led to another county and died in the adjacent county. These are all crimes that are affecting the quality of life in our communities, Judge. And what I see is only a magnifying glass, small magnifying glass, what's going on in the country as a whole. We have to stand united. I don't care about the political side of this. I care about public safety, national security, and humanitarian. And all three are checked. All three are failing.
Well, you know, now what we've got is all of a sudden we've got the Democrat Arizona governor elect who says the White House isn't doing enough about the border. And, you know, she told one of the stations that her state of Arizona bore the brunt of decades of inactions from both parties in Washington, which I thought was rather interesting, given the fact that the surge is during her party's administration. But, you know, when you at least get them to say some criticism, then, you know that it is real. But I think that America kind of forgets. America keeps moving, and yet you guys are suffering the burden of what's going on. I mean, how long can you do this? I mean, how do counties afford, you know, the social services, the education, all of the problems, not even criminal, but the financial burden, the living? Who pays for this?
Well, right now, the taxpayers do. The consumers in my county that pay taxes do. We're a rural county. You've been here.
Yeah.
To give you an example, the impact, just in the jail aspect of this, last 3 months, it was $1.2 million just for border-related criminals. 40% of my jail right now is border-related crimes, 40%. I'm over capacity right now. The state of Arizona, bless their heart, bless Governor Ducey on this, I truly mean this, is paying those bills. He is paying to help prosecute. He is paying to help for my deputies to go out and enforce. He's provided additional resources for my department. If it wasn't for him, I would be in serious trouble because I'm asking the federal government. They're not reaching out and saying, Sheriff, what can we do for you? I'm not hearing that from Secretary Mayorkas. In fact, I've met with the man over a half a dozen times, and it was the most ineffective times I've ever had.
Sheriff Daniels, when you talk to this man, Mayorkas, and about what is happening, does he look at you and say the border's secure? I mean, does he run that crap by you?
We met with him, and I was part of the Homeland Security Advisory Council appointed under the previous administration. And one of the first things this secretary did, along with President Biden, was fire 28 out of 31 Homeland Security Advisory members. I was one of them. Right now, there's not one person that sits on Homeland Security Advisory Council that is an active badge wearer. They are associations like our national sheriffs, but it's our executive director. He's never been a former cop or been a cop. So there's nobody representing communities on that directly on the line of it or from the border areas. So it tells you they have not prioritized. So when I sit down with Secretary Mayorkas, I have presented a 16-point action plan along with a dozen other sheriffs saying, here's some ideas. Let's talk. I brought up the thing about having due process, being a former judge. Due process when it comes to having judicial immigration asylum immigration officers at the border, so 9 out of 10 of these immigration cases could be heard immediately, and then they'd be deported because only 9 out of 10 are even eligible for it, or 9 out of 10 are not eligible for it, which means they're deported immediately. He even told me, I 100% agree with you, Sheriff, but not one thing has moved. And when I saw him several months later, I asked him, I said, where's our 16-point action plan, Secretary? Oh, did you give me something, Sheriff?
Oh, my gosh.
That just shows you, yes, there is no priority to secure this border. And anybody that says different is just throwing out colorful words, comfort words. We see it. I started this, and I'll say it to you again. We have become the forgotten part of America when it comes to this border and what's going on, not just my county, but any county on the southwest border that truly elected officials want to engage in it.
Did you ask Mayorkas why they're allowing this to happen? Does anyone point blank said, let's assume it's the border secure. You can't deny that that 2.5 million, 3 million have actually crossed the border. Tell me, is the border secure? Do you believe that?
We haven't talked to Secretary Mayorkas. Last time I talked to him was a year ago, December. That's the last time I talked to him. The sheriffs, I'll just say it. I mean, there's a reason we came out with a vote of no confidence against him, because all we were there was for stage points and press points. So he can go back and tell people, yeah, I met with the sheriffs.
Yep.
Listen,
yep.
Yep. Okay. We want to be there to make a difference. And he has chose not to do that. I hear him all the time say, Judge, that, hey, the border's effectively secure. We got humanitarian processes. Wow. I just stir. It's an insult to our Federal Border Patrol agents, an insult to local law enforcement and our troopers that are doing the best they can to secure our country.
Well, you know what? God bless them for what they're doing. But I got to tell you, you know, the seizure of cocaine, the seizure of fentanyl, I mean, and they don't even go to the next step, Sheriff Donnell, of talking about the fact that, you know, it is an open border allowing all kinds of drugs to come through. But, you know, the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, says that, you know, Mayorkas needs to resign over what he's done at the southern border. And saying that the House GOP majority is going to open investigations that could lead to impeachment. So, you know, they also have the power of the purse and the power to subpoena, and hopefully they'll be doing that. And I think McCarthy's pretty clear. If Mayorkas doesn't resign, they're going to investigate, as he says, every order, every action, every failure to determine whether they can begin impeachment. You know, it's a sad commentary when people in Congress have to move to impeach, not for political reasons, but for downright, you know, visible, you know, statistical reasons where our country is being invaded. What do you think, Sheriff Daniels? I mean, you're down there. You have to ponder this issue over and over again. Why are they doing this? Why do you think they're doing this?
Well, we know why they're doing it. Number one, it's for political ideologies. It truly is. And a mission within their party. There's no doubt about that. And Mayorkas took an oath of office to secure this country and protect America. He has failed that. And that goes back to the rule of law. The rule of law has been set aside by Secretary Mayorkas, by President Biden, for their own. I mean, when Senator Biden was in office, I mean, he believed in border security. President Biden, whatever happened, chose not to. That's political ideologies playing out. But I'll say this. If sheriffs, myself, for example, said, I'm not going to enforce the rule of law, I'm going to let people go beat their wives and their spouses. And I'm going to let people break into homes and harm people. I wouldn't be sheriff long in my county, I promise you. And I don't think any of the 3,000 plus counties, the community wouldn't put up with that. Why are we letting this happen just because they're at a bureaucracy level? I call it bureaucracy in the fact they're so protected because of their positions. That is a failure right there. Secretary Mayorkas needs to set the politics aside, do his job, protect the 60,000 men and women and from Border Patrol, CBP, take care of them. And I promise you, they're doing their best to take care of this country, but they have no leadership with him.
Well, not only do they have no leadership with him, Sheriff Donnells, obviously talking about Mayorkas, but, you know, my concern is that, you know, with the budget limitations and with the cutback on Border Patrol, the agents have lost the morale. You know, they lost their kind of esprit de corps to do the job that, you know, they volunteered or decided that not volunteered, but decided that they would go into, you know, and I don't know how the administration is going to handle that with the Border Patrol being totally disillusioned, not having the power that they need, not having the numbers they need, you know, and being, they're actually being conned because on the one hand, they're dealing with young children and they're dealing with, you know, the illegals coming through. And on the other hand, you know, the influx of illegals in one area is meant to, you know, take the authority away from the drug dealers who are coming through another area. I mean, it's all a game. It's like a shell game.
It is a shell game. It's a deadly game, too. And I have to put that on there. It's a dangerous game. But also, you know, and this is how we see things. This is the lens of a border sheriff that truly believes in the rule of law. My oath of office, being former military before I was even 38 years in law enforcement here, but is the fact that when I watch the cartels maneuver our communities, maneuver this country, and that's what they're doing every day, right, by soliciting drugs, the trafficking, you name it, of girls and sex and everything else. I look at this, and then I look at, where's my state? Where's my governor? Where's my president? And right now, it seems like every time we get an edge on the cartels, this president, this administration, maneuvers the other way on us.
And amazing.
It is. And it's, I look and say, wow. I mean, that's why when I say we feel we're forgotten, the vice president of the United States has not been here, has not been to the southwest border. He went to El Paso for a photo op. And that's really what – he went to the most protected area of the southwest border. Mm-hmm. But did you really see the communities? Did you really see the impact of Cochise County, Yuma County, Arizona, Val Verde, those kind of places in Texas? Of course not. Yeah. They went down there to make a statement. I'm here. I'm gone now, and has not been here since. She's gone to visit foreign countries, but not us.
Well, yeah, and that's because she had never been to Europe, if you recall that interview she did, I think, with NBC. In any event, Sheriff Mark Donnells, my heart bleeds for you. You've been fighting this for years on the border. I mean, to be in the situation you're in as the sheriff of Cochise County in Arizona, watching this day in and day out and not getting the support you need, you know, you have our thoughts. You have our gratitude. And hopefully something will happen with the new Congress. Hopefully Mayorkas, you know, will be gone. But, you know, I don't have any hope while Joe Biden is president. Americans are suffering, and you're the messenger who's telling us day in and day out about it. I thank you for joining us on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show, Sheriff Donnells. Be well and God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Judge.
Thank
for having
you.
Me. Bye-bye.
All right. And never forget, join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on its mission to do good in honor of America's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
It's the Judge Jeanine Show.